Was a magnificent performance from the New South Wales State of Origin side this year, while they were gallant in defeat on Wednesday night, losing to the Queenslanders 18 points to 12. They could hold their head high. I thought it was a magnificent game of football, one that New South Wales were unlucky to lose, but they've played some really good football throughout the series. And joining us on the line this morning is their assistant coach, Denny Bugiris. Good morning, Betsy.
Hey, Lawrence, how are you?
Very well, mate. More importantly, how are you and how are the players after a tough old game on Wednesday night?
It was an outstanding contest. It, I just love contests where you absorb pressure and then you go down and apply pressure. And, like a boxing match at times, you just come out swinging and then we had to defend and then go back out through a couple ourselves. And it was a really good contest. It's been a great series. And, it's like what you sort of feel like you get a little bit of camp depression in the end because you leave everyone, you become pretty routined and, but I've just had an amazing experience and enjoyed being with that group and especially the staff as well.
Yeah, no, they looked as though they were very tight, and that's what you need in an Origin contest, the players to work hard for one another. What was the feeling like, though, after the game, Bedsy? Because I know you wanted to win and have that clean sweep. You had already won the series, so when the full-time siren sounded and you were getting out there on the field and talking to the players, they looked disappointed. And were they disappointed? And how was the coaching staff as well?
Yeah, it's difficult to watch them feel that way because it's such a unique situation. It's they put all their efforts on the line. They put everything on the line really for that 80 minutes. And some players went to a deep place, didn't they, to try and get that victory? And it didn't happen. So naturally, they're going to feel disappointed with the competitor that's in them. And then they've got to try and lift themselves up, their spirits up, and pick up a trophy. And, we always knew that if that was the case, that we didn't pick the trophy up. If we didn't get the victory, that picking the trophy up would feel that way a little bit. So, and then all of a sudden, they did feel that. But, at the end of the day, they had to quickly switch around and go, no, hang on, we actually won this series and we get to pick the trophy up, so let's celebrate. So, it's difficult.
Yeah. Danny, congrats on the series win. Fantastic. Who was your man of the series? Laurie stuffed it up, can't you help us out there?
I'd have to say someone from New South Wales is my man of the series, but we had a few guys that, the Trbojevic boys were great. I thought Tom, for playing out of position on the right wing, was outstanding for three matches. Tedesco was fantastic in his first match, down there in Melbourne. Couldn't have played much better. And I thought all the debutants did great, especially Josh Adokar in game three again, along with Tom, the two wingers were fantastic. But, Damien Cook is my other one that I thought was outstanding in the way he actually, when there's a couple of quick rucks in a row, or you just see him get out, you see his eyes just light up and away he goes. So that's fantastic to watch. And someone to have that in the team, it's pretty good.
Yeah, you've got to keep an eye on Damien Cook, both offensively and defensively, because a couple of times he went and players just couldn't go with him, could they? He just got too much speed, so you've got to be up flat and anticipate that play the ball.
Yeah, that's right. Recognising the principles that he's going towards, he's sort of looking at things that all hookers should be looking at. But, you just got to make sure that translates to the guys in and around support. But Tedesco's not far off him. And the other one that was, we're looking to support the ball as much as, the most we can. And Nathan Cleary is, I think that takes him out of play sometimes for his kicking game, because he pushes so hard. He's always pushing and supporting. He supports up around 50 a game, which is amazing. So for a halfback, that's immense.
What about, we spoke to Andrew Webster this morning, and he was speaking to Freddie after the game, and Freddie was rapt with the way that the side played, but he still thinks your attack can get better.
Well, just a pass away was at times where we just thought we just need to pass the ball, and you got to hold your nerve in all situations and all pressure. The weather wasn't obviously kind to or conducive to an open style of play, so you just got to hold your nerve and trust the guys and the combinations. But that was the thing. I guess we were a little bit disappointed just getting a few more little plays on that we were after. But it's a quick turn. You probably have eight sessions really as through for the whole three games, and you could start to see there's some combinations start to happen, but just to pass off, the Tedesco, the intercept from Val Holmes, that was that was unlucky for us. You know, if we just hit Latrell short, these little things that you just look through the game and, you know, you just start to think to yourself, maybe if only we just passed there or didn't pass there.
Yeah, and sometimes, Bedsy, that comes down to fatigue as well. And these players being exposed at that level for the first time, they'll be better for it if they get a run again next year. They know what to expect.
Yep.
Because I reckon that at that origin level, when you're under fatigue, it's hard to think catch, pass, and continue to move the football. And I thought there was a classic example there with young Angus Crichton.
Got hit in the ribs.
Hit in the ribs. He all he needed to do was just pass the ball, but he took it to his chest and then tried to pass, and we would have been away.
We had 29%, I think, for the majority. And that's the thing. If you're going to defend your line like that, and so, you know, with so much passion, you have to keep turning up. It's going to bite you somewhere. And it just bit us at times. It's just exactly what you said there, through fatigue. And that's what was the thing at the time. We just said, oh, just one more pass. But as you spoke about, these guys have been to a place now and experienced the standard. I think that's the thing. They've experienced the standard as a group and come back into 2019. And you can pick up, I think, hopefully, where we've left off.
Yeah, I know it's a long way away. Bedsy.
It's a long way.
And you know what's going to come. You know what's going to come, mate, because you'll have plenty of people give you advice. But winning a series, how much sway will that have with you when it comes to picking 17 next year?
Oh, well, as I said there, we've just experienced something together, and you have to really make sure that
because you went on form this year, didn't you? You said form.
Yeah, we had the luxury, I guess you could say, of doing that, being able to do that. But you've become, you know, you've become having a relationship with some of these players now, and you understand what they can do. And you know, I'm sure there'll be things that where we just have to pick on form, or you'll have to pick on. There'll be an injury, I'm sure, and all of a sudden there'll be someone that will stand up and really take the jumper. So, but at the same time, it's exciting because these guys really want to be involved again. They actually, the thing for us, we used to have a bit of a motto. Lots of probably heard it, be the best of friends and the worst of enemies. So, and that's an SAS sort of vibe, that you have to say that when you go out and compete, we want you to push each other every week in these NRL rounds, and especially going into Origin next year, that this group is pushing each other to be better, and that's the whole idea of any state team.
It is a dilemma, though, because it was a clean slate this year, right?
Yep.
And then you're going all the balance of, you know, the blokes who did the job for us last year, and I know they're going bad currently, you know, through the opening 10 weeks of the NRL season, but we'll stick, you know, where this year it was just fresh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
so you'll have some moral dilemmas, won't you, next time?
I think they understand where they're at. I think they all understand that this team's about what it's about, I guess, and what Freddie's about. So they understand they need to be playing well, and they understand that they need to be pushing each other. And there will be guys that will come into the team next year from, you know, in positions that probably weren't in there this year. But they understand that they want to be a part of it. So they want to know, they understand they need to be informed.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things I found was when you've got players that you've gone to battle with, and they've done a good job with you, and they struggle at club land, and they're not playing as well as some of the other people, and you know what they can do, and they've performed for you, whether you go with them again. So that's the challenge that I'm sure you guys will face. But having said that, it was such an even series, Bedsy. You know, I thought we were the dominant sort of team in game one, but, you know, games two and game three could have gone either way.
Yeah, well, we put a couple of things, especially soon after half time. We got in and had that great 5 minutes just before half time. We actually come back and hit the front again, where all the three games we've got behind, and then come back and hit the front. And I thought, well, here we go. You know, that's exactly how we wanted to play, through the middle. And the guys just really took it all on board. And then all of a sudden, a change of momentum with a penalty, and then all of a sudden we're back on the back foot again. And then the concentration goes a little bit, the fatigue sets in, and then our sets start to wane a little bit. But as Freddie said, our attack just didn't fire. But we just thought if we could get some consistent back-to-back sets, we could put a couple of tries on and really open the game up. But it didn't happen. That's why Queensland is such a hard thing to do. And it's the clean sweep any year, and it's only been done once in all the dominance of Queensland, and twice in 20 years, and it was going to be always a hard night. But it was a really close series, and some, you know, you throw in a Kalen Ponga, who's going to be a star again next year, and guys like that, Latrell Mitchell, the Origin Arena is in really good hands.
Well, we thank you for your time, mate. You've done an outstanding job with New South Wales this year, along with Freddie Fittler and Greg Alexander. We wish you all the best, and I know that... oh, by the way, quickly, before we go, Newcastle tonight, Mitch Pearce, you must be excited.
Yeah.
He's back.
Oh, yeah, I think everyone in Newcastle is excited to see Mitch return. Just all his importance of the stuff that you don't see on paper, his communication, I think that's the biggest thing that's going to add a lot to Newcastle. I think players will know where they got to get to and how they got to get there, and then throwing his kicking game, which probably kicks around 500 metres a game. So it's going to be an important man to have back.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Stop.